When you wake up every single morning and you take a look in the mirror, you're 100% satisfied with every single thing. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, dude. All right.
He can't imagine not being tormented by the demon of insecurity. It's genuinely very sad. I think there's a lot of people who are like that. In a weird way, it's actually kind of like feminist ambition, right? Because he's inflicting on young men the worst standards of self-hatred that young women are taught to have with regard to their appearances. Watch the Channel 5 clavicular interview. Ending's funny? Okay, that's what people see, a clip off the ending. They're like, yeah, watch the whole hour.
The word incel has been largely misused. So let's clarify what that actually is.
So you think that even if someone had every word of the Neil Strauss book, The Game, memorized and they were like super busted.
Isn't he in trouble for shooting a crocodile right now? What's he up to? What's the current lore?
They could approach a Stacy and get totally
Leonard, like brutalized almost. Like women are brutal as fuck these days. I was talking about this on my stream the other day. Say you were to do like a bowling date with a girl and you weren't streaming it, like that's just the most ridiculous.
What about like connecting with
what? Can you speak on that? Can you elaborate? I want to know more.
Because like you like her or something like that, you know, like maybe you want to start a family.
But where's the ROI in that?
What's that?
Return on investment. What's the value there? I mean,
in engaging with people in real life?
Yeah, I mean, there's really not that many people that are worth interacting with, I would say.
What do you mean?
Like, most people are extremely jester. If you want to be completely
By the way, he got exposed for paying his groupies, and they're all on Andrew Tate-type abusive contracts where he takes the majority of what they earn. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's like a tried-and-true classic for this type. Yeah, Tate did it as well. Both the Tates. I'm pretty sure the Fresh and Fit guys have been caught doing that as well. It's always the same thing. You pay hot women to stand around you, or you like give them exposure by being adjacent to you. It's always like a, you know, monetary exchange.
Genuous, that's fine with me. I guess there's just no point to continue.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Braden Peters, known online as Clavicular, Clav for short, a 20-year-old from Hoboken, New Jersey, currently living and trapping content out of a rented mansion in Fort Lauderdale, motherfucking Florida. The property has been converted to a 24/7 fully staffed live streaming studio for Clav.
God, it's just nightmarish. Just nightmarish to think about living like this, you know? It's like jesters entertaining the king by smashing their greasy cock and balls with a rock.
A particular brand of content which focuses on partying and also helping young men, particularly in Gen Alpha and early Gen Z, look sexy as fuck and ascend by engaging in looks maxing activities like facial surgery, limb lengthening, Botox, peptide use, and steroid injection, all with the goal of raising their SMV, sexual market value.
We are learning about looks maxing that I don't know how much these jokers have to teach me, frankly.
In a way that will lead to more ascension and life success. Across mainstream platforms, he has over 1 million followers and over 170,000 recurring viewers on the live streaming platform Kick. I don't want to spoil it too much, though. Let's get into the interview.
All right, thanks so much for making the time, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, sorry.
How's it going?
No, how are you doing, man? Getting started. How are you?
I'm good. So thanks. For those who don't know, can you tell us your name and kind of what you do?
I am Clavicular. I do live streaming. I hop on a variety of podcasts to talk about sort of my philosophy on why looks are arguably one of the most important things in terms of your success in life.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean by that?
Well, what I basically mean is every single trait of yours is going to be perceived differently according to your looks level, right?
Do straight men even like women? I don't think Clavicular is straight. I know it's kind of hackneyed to go like, oh, all these weird incel types, they're actually gay. I think it's true for a lot of them. Yeah.
Oh, if you're super caged in and shy, but you're good looking, that will be perceived a lot different rather than if you're, you know, an acne-ridden, balding jester.
You've got acne scars
inside all day. People will call you a recluse. They'll call you weird, whatever. Mm-hmm. So even though the actions are the complete same. So that's what I'm talking about here.
And what's the exact equation for measuring, like, aesthetic value?
So there's a lot of different ratios that go into it to calculate someone's overall facial harmony score. So for example, that could be the width of your eyes relative to the width of your cheekbones, would be your eye separation ratio, or
why is this whole pussy out like that? Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I feel like it's circled from being masculine, like the masculine man spread, it's circled around to being like sultry and inviting. You know what I mean? Legs spread a little bit shows confidence. Legs spread a lot, that's just you spreading your legs, brother. Yeah, you're presenting.
Face ratio, for example, and then you're going to take all these measurements and calculate them into a final percentage harmony score.
And who has the highest score right now living?
I believe it's Matt Bomer.
What in particular about Matt's face gives him that high score?
It's not one particular thing, because it's a calculation of a lot of different measurements.
Well, congrats on the big viewership and stuff like that.
Thank you.
It's kind of cool to see the mechanics of algorithmic takeover here.
I appreciate that.
I read less than a year ago you were a line cook.
That's right. Well, it was just one of my many roles at a restaurant I worked at.
What made you kind of want to jump into creating content?
I had already been kind of posting my looks maxing, routine and the protocols I was doing.
He was more jacked back then, back before he had to deal with all the burnout and scrutiny that fame provides. He was more jacked back then. And as a testament to the importance of a good fit, even when you're fit, look at how much these low-rise jeans accentuate his hips. Doesn't it give his hips kind of a feminine curve? If you were looking to masculinize your proportions, you would want to wear jeans with a higher rise.
For a good amount of time on TikTok, not really taking it too seriously,
right,
and I was posting on online forums. So I was sort of like a well-known name in a really small, tight-knit community. And then I kind of took it a little bit more serious because people were asking me, like, how do you do this? What was your experience like with this, you know, peptide, whatever? Started to get a lot of traction very early on. So I just continued with it, and we're here now.
So going back to, like, the early days, you were born in 05, right?
That's right.
How would you describe your, like, childhood? Was it fun?
Pretty normal, let's say.
Your social experience in school, though, how was
that's
that?
That's it? That's it? Just normal?
I mean, what age range are we talking about?
I guess, like, right around 13, 14 is what I'm thinking.
Well, that would have been during the pandemic, so I was in online school.
Oh, shit. How do you think that being in online school, like, you know, transformed your experience during that time?
Well, obviously, you're not interacting with anyone. So yeah. Just, like, LIDARing.
But, I mean, was that the time window that you sort of fell into the looks maxing community?
Around that time, actually, yeah.
What do you think?
When everyone's lonely, can't go out, can't talk to people. I don't know. I guess I find this stuff a lot less interesting now. I feel like it's already been kind of run through. You know what I mean? Like, it's all just a big open book psychologically. The fame is driven by the lolcow status, right? Like, everyone's just looking for Clav's big breakdown. You know, people aren't like watching him for fucking self-help advice. They're watching him because he's like a weird niche celebrity of, you know, with dubious future prospects and stability. The reason it's interesting is that he was raised on it. He's the next gen. Yeah, unlike the original batch of like red pill pickup artist types who grew up in a normal environment, but then like tried to get into it for their career or for their own idiosyncrasies, Clav is on the first wave of people who were immersed in this environment before they were even old enough to be grifters about it.
Right at the tail end of the pandemic, actually.
What do you think, like, initially appealed to you about it?
Well, it just seemed like when I first started lifting and then I got really into, you know, pharmacology and steroid usage, I was like, this is like literally a video game cheat code, is what it almost feels like. And it seemed like so ridiculous to try to play the game fair when I had access to all these things.
What was the first kind of thing that you tried out? Was
test?
How do you get that stuff?
No comment.
But it's like, it's technically illegal in the US, right? But other countries have like more lax regulations.
No, it's prescription only.
Okay. And how did that affect your, like, looks immediately, like, when you mix that with a bit of lifting?
I started to blow up quite quickly in terms of the amount of muscle mass I had, but I descended because I was lifting in a huge caloric surplus, so I turned into kind of like a blob sack. I definitely looks minned from taking tests and just bulking, but it wasn't the test. It was just like prioritizing physique and mass over.
Chicks love it when you got a bit of a gut, by the way. They're always telling you this. What do they tell you? Big forearms, big strong hands, big like sort of thick tree trunk torso. They love that shit.
Leanness and angularity.
And you were already creating content like right off the bat when you found this stuff, or did that come a bit later?
I actually sort of was around. I started kind of documenting a lot of what I was doing on forums, and actually have like a few YouTube videos like kind of going over my experience that people dug up from years prior about like various different cycles I had done. But yeah, so I've been doing content for a little while, but none of it was...
I think that's probably selection bias for you. It's really not, I promise you. I'm telling you. They keep showing his damn mirror picture or whatever, but like guys look like that for other guys. The only reason you as a man ever drop to like 7% body fat is because you are a model or bodybuilder of some kind, or you're trying to impress other men or for yourself. That's fine. And there's nothing wrong with any of that. It has nothing to do with women, though. Has nothing to do with women. Somebody said it ends funny. We'll look at the end. We'll look at the end. What's happened at the end? Bone smashing. Yeah.
That's a waste of time, and that you should prioritize looks maxing and aesthetic improvement. So I'm just trying to figure out like what the real goal is for improvement, because it kind of feels like a closed circle, you know?
Well, so you're maxing, and then you know you're putting into play any of the things we were talking about, like you know low end have maxing with pre-gab, for example, and going out and doing stuff like that. That just has a lower ROI if you haven't looks maxed. But you're gonna have a lack of success
once you reach like maximum MOG levels, maximum.
To add to the point about women preferring it if you look a bit thick, I can tell that Clav is low body weight or body fat percentage here, but he also looks kind of skinny and emaciated to me because of the ratio between his shoulders and his arms. He has broad shoulders, right? But his arms are really thin. His arms here are probably thinner than my arms, and I mean, I don't really work out. I've just got, you know, more fat on me, obviously, but it contributes to an overall build. I want to be clear, by the way, I'm not saying this in like a morally judgmental way. It's not natural to have like a perfectly defined six pack. It can happen sometimes, but by and large, it's something that you have to specifically strive for. What I mean by isn't natural is that in the course of a human's normal life, being athletic or being physically active, oftentimes that's just not something that you achieve outside of some very specific sports, or like if you're trying to, you know, target that directly. Nothing wrong with it. I think that people are often hot with abs. You just have to put a lot of effort into it. For runners, for sure. Yeah, like I think girls with abs are super duper hot, but like the normal process of living your life, even a healthy life as a woman, is not going to lead you to abs. You have to specifically work for that most of the time.
Like when you become a true 10, mm-hmm. At that point,
then you get to do whatever you really feel is the path for you. And I couldn't tell you that, but whatever path that you decide, you're going to have a much easier time and you're going to be a lot better off. So yeah, that is a hard thing for me to try to conceptualize and give a recommendation on, because I think I'm a lot different than...
You can see 2 to 4 of my abs depending on how I've been eating them out. In my opinion, based on what I've experienced, if you want to get like crazy pussy, if you want to drown in it as a guy, what you should actually do are strong compound core workouts. Because if you have a very strong core... Your abs are muscles like everything else. You don't make them more apparent by starving yourself. They're muscles. You build them up. You do strong compound core exercises. And even if you have fat on you, the fat of your abs will look different from the fat of your hips, if that makes any sense. Like, you've probably seen it before on, like, bulking bodybuilders, where you don't see the individual abs, but you still see, like, an ab plate, if that makes sense. So it's like you still have fat on you, but the abs themselves are leaving such a strong impression that the fat settles on them. And I think, at least based on my experience talking to and interacting with people attracted to men, that seems to be like a pretty solid winner. You know what I mean? People are into that. So if you're interested, so, you know, you can diet if you want. There's nothing wrong with dieting, but by and large, strong compound exercises, eat a good amount. You know, as much as you feel you need to, get your protein, get your fat, get your carbs. You need carbs, and do some cardio so your fucking lungs don't burn out on you, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You know, go for a nice walk. I said this the other day, and I mean it. If all you did was every day you alternated a compound core exercise. You did it till failure and that was it. You could get really far just with that. So like day one, do squats, just body weight squats until you can't do them anymore. And then do a little more until you really can't do them anymore. And then the next day, do the same with push-ups. Then the next day, do the same with pull-ups or whatever equivalent you can do if you don't have a pull-up bar. And then the final day, do it with crunches. And if you can do it, then just cycle. And by the time you're back on the fifth day, you can do the squats again. If you just do that, we're talking like 4 minutes of your day. If you can just do that, you will see noticeable results. I'm just talking about a very basic, you know, just saying, it's not that hard. People like clavicular are, I mean, they're low-cal, so they're not really like merchants of a lifestyle. But what they're trying to sell you on is the idea that being self-actualized, being hot, you know, being whatever, it requires this like lifetime commitment, this like day-to-day, your whole life has to be built around it. Testosterone, steroids, peptides, you have to like hyper-manage your diet. None of this is true. If you want to get down to like 6% body fat, you might have to do some pretty wild stuff. But if you just want to look like really good, you really don't. You can probably, 15 minutes a day, you can probably look like pretty great as long as you give it your all, be consistent. Yeah, you'll see the results. I want people to feel good about fitness and working on themselves, you know? People like clavicular, like the lifestyle they're trying to pitch you on is one of misery, you know?
The normal person in terms of like what I
enjoy. Says the guy who can barely do one pull-up. But hey, right now I can barely do two. And before I could do zero. When I first started with the calisthenics, I could do 6 push-ups in a row. And yesterday I did 18. And I probably could have gone further. So is that the fastest progress in the world? No. But is it progress? Yeah. That's how it is. Flex them guns, white boy. Yeah. You got them. Or I do.
Activities I like to do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's why it might be like a little bit confusing because I'm like leaving that part of the equation out of it.
Yeah.
It's because
also,
I don't
welcome
know.
Back, Bob.
You're you, I'm me.
Hang
and, you know, we get to this spot of being maxed out in as many metrics as possible. And then we take it from there.
Has anybody reached full ascension?
Ascending is kind of like an ongoing process. Like,
is there any tens out there? Like people who have?
No.
Really?
No.
Will there ever be a sort of messiah?
Not with the technology we have now.
The methods would have to improve to the point where like scientific.
It is all very gay though, right? Like none of this has anything to do with women. This is like an anti-woman field around all this. And I'd say like, but if you're gay, that's cool. But I actually don't think this kind of gay is cool. I grew up next to West Hollywood. I was only a couple blocks away from the part of West Hollywood everyone knows. And a lot of the gay people there are miserable. They're miserable. I know I fucked some of them. They're miserable. The funny thing was, every time I hooked up with a guy from West Hollywood, he was super hot, but he was still fucking me. You know, so like I'm winning in the end, right? Like we're talking like guys with like shaved bellies and 6-pack abs, and I don't think I look terrible, but I didn't look like that, and they're fucking me. Well, I was fucking them, but they were the one, you know, they accepted the goddamn grinder ask. And yeah, I don't know. It's all kind of bullshit. You look like a schlub. Yeah. Okay. I can say it. You can't say it. Thank you. But a lot of them were miserable. Do most men think they know better than women when it comes to looks? So I don't think women necessarily know all that much about what men like relative to men deciding what men like either. Because again, you know, everyone's trapped in their own brain, right? I think the problem is that these men specifically are anti-beauty. Like, beauty is the flutter in your heart when your eyes make contact with somebody and you imagine a life with them. Beauty is not a facial ratio. Obviously, there's a correlation between normative beauty standards and facial proportions. Like, that's a fact and it always will be. But, like, trying to reduce beauty to this vapid, senseless mathematical formula betrays a misunderstanding of what beauty is and what it represents. So in this case, like, not only do these guys not know what women want, they're actively disinterested in it. I don't think they know what they want, to be honest with you. But again, a lot of it's just memes. It's just memes.
Evolution would
right
precede that.
Yeah, more so like just surgical intervention. Who knows? So I'm really not going to predict what sort of science is going to come in the future.
How did you feel about the whole like Miami Club controversy a few months ago?
The controversy I'm referring to is how many people, including myself, became aware of Clav in the first place. So while on stream, a while ago now, Clav went to a nightclub in Miami with some other guys. While they were out, both in the Sprinter van and inside the club, somebody played Kanye's famous Hitler song. You know the one. The incident led to widespread media attention, condemnation by political leadership, a blame game amongst participants, and earned Clav a lifelong ban from all major Miami clubs.
How do I feel about it?
Yeah, the aftermath, like the magnitude.
Well, I mean, it sucks not being able to go to like some of the mod clubs. I mean, I just started college club maxing. In a lot of ways, that was like actually better because it's more affordable actually. So like, you know, a lot of people like sort of like to talk about that in interviews, and it's like, dude, what's the relevance? Like, how is that even correlated with looks maxing?
You talk about mainstream coverage and the magnitude of coverage that has came after some of these controversies and the things they get wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd say that would be something that they get wrong that,
He's so boring when he speaks long form. Yeah, no, seriously. Again, it's not very charismatic. God damn.
Oh, I'm political.
So when you were with those guys, you didn't know that was going to happen?
No. I mean, no one really intended on that. Like, I didn't play it. It's just like kind of interesting how like that keeps getting like brought back. It really like kind of died off.
Yeah, I mean, we don't even need to talk
about
it.
Do you think he reads?
I was just wondering if you had any closing commentary on it or anything reflective you had to say about it.
I had nothing to do with it.
In general, what's your 10-year plan? Do you think that far ahead?
No. I was actually talking to one of my buddies the other day. Like, the goalpost is always moving, so it would be ridiculous to set a goal for yourself.
You have a dream collaboration?
I mean, there's a lot of people who I'd like to collaborate with, some bigger media personalities. I mean, having as many like press appearances as possible is always a good thing because it allows you to talk to new audiences, right? You're targeting a little bit older of a demographic within Gen Z.
Our demographic is basically the latest Gen Z. So like the average Channel 5 viewer is a 27-year-old American man.
Whereas I'm like more 18 to 24. That's good.
I think it's super interesting too, like the volume of content they seem to appreciate. They like content filmed over a long period of time, like 8 hours of content straight, and they want it live. Whereas our audience prefers a more polished, maybe 15-minute piece that's like a bunch of footage edited perfectly and have like a narrative arc and a through line.
Yeah, I think there's all sorts of media that people enjoy, but I think the main part of streaming that people enjoy is just like not knowing what's gonna happen next. It sort of seems like in a lot of my streams, like things can take a turn for the worst, the best. Like you really don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect.
Because you're filming so much stuff, it's like a lot of things can happen. Is there any moments you regret from streaming?
Not really, because we're here now.
So even the losses you took on the way were all part of the hustle and the journey.
Yeah, because it's like...
I feel like in a weird way, Andrew Tate is actually a lot more introspective. Like, Tate is extremely performative, but behind the kayfabe, you can see... Like, you understand he knows it's all a big bit. And I know that Clav does as well, but he just doesn't show through. He's very dull, I guess.
You learn, like, maybe that's not a good idea to do that.
From a security standpoint, how do you stop stream snipers from ruining your...
I'm not going to talk about that.
Okay. Just because you don't want people to know what your protocol is?
Correct.
Word. Trying to think what else I should ask about. It's tough because I don't want to put you in any boxes, but I'm sure there's people that probably want to know about various controversies. If you don't want to talk about any of that, it's cool.
I mean, more so like to talk about like looks maxing in my interviews. And it's like kind of annoying because no interviewer has actually like come up with a question ever that's been more than what would be the number one piece of advice you would recommend people to looks max. I've genuinely never had a single person ask me specifics about how do these two things interact.
Isn't that kind of telling? The only people who actually take that advice are deeply mentally ill. Like deeply if you're going online and you're like, I want to be hotter, I need to get on this peptide steroid gel offered by a incel cult leader, like, you obviously, like, these people aren't, you know, going to be incredulous or anything. They all have gender dysphoria. I mean, to an extent, that's definitely an element in it. Yeah, 100%. I just genuinely don't know what the goal is. I think that if you wanted to really boil it down, and really, really, really simplify it, I think that a lot of young men are petrified of women and the damage that their laughter can do to their egos. So what they're trying to do is develop a social and psychological environment of attraction that doesn't actually involve women. By reducing attraction to a formula that can be attained via finicky online guides and stupid bullshit only guys care about or whatever, you make the whole process of being a ladies' man something that has nothing to do with women at all. Like, Clav can talk about how he's the looks maxed or whatever, but he's not, like, fucking anyone. It's like, oh, look, we've maximized how attractive you are to women. Are you spending time with women? No? Okay, well, then there you go, right? Fucking who cares? So I think it's about creating a simulacrum of attractiveness that allows you to avoid having to challenge yourself by confronting a woman to begin with. They're appealing to a non-existent concept in their head called woman. There's no actual engagement with real women. Yeah, or if they are, they're just like club goers who are amused by Claver, or they're paid, you know, so on and so forth. I think that's the main thing. I think it fundamentally comes down to a terror of women. I do not think it is a coincidence that Clav got into this during the COVID lockdowns. I do not think it's a coincidence that the whole incel looks maxing, so on and so forth, came about post-COVID. Everyone got a lot less social very quickly, and this sprung up basically immediately in that void. I think he wants to have sex with himself. Wrong read. He hates himself. He probably doesn't spend much time in front of mirrors when he's not in front of a camera. Not at all. He's not actually self-obsessive at all.
Or how does looks maxing differ from this age to this age? Is it still possible to looks max?
Like that guy looked the same.
How does looks?
He literally looks this. It's just the lighting's different. He looks exactly the same. This is what I mean about like mental illness too. Dude's already got a pretty damn good jawline, you know? What are you, that's him, I think? Yeah, I think so, right? Like, what are we doing here?
Maxing differ from this age to this age? Is it still possible to looks max? Like, there's no effort really behind the questions that you guys prepare, seemingly. It just seems to be a lot of, like, gotcha mode, like, clip farm shit.
Well, I'm not
like,
doing that.
Yeah, you are, a little bit to a degree.
I don't think so. I think when you see the full presentation, it's not really going to be edited or clipped into my face.
Well, just because it's not the worst
this
interview.
Does make me wonder if he's not actually a grifter, though. If he isn't a grifter, he's really lacking in self-awareness. If he's actually upset that interviewers aren't engaging with him in his stupid bullshit looks-maxing minutia, which is an insane thing to complain about, like, you're a lolcow, no one fucking cares. Like, he's actually upset they're not talking about bone-smashing technique with him. That's kind of wild. Like, that betrays, on his end, a sincere interest in this weird self-debasement. Maybe he's not a grifter. Maybe he's just very mentally ill. I don't know. It's pretty hard to tell with people.
I've had, I mean, like, you had, like, a couple of ones that you were trying to sneak in with, like, oh, what is slut hate? It's like...
Yeah, I mean, it's the second letter in the...
But I mean, like, you know what you're intentionally trying to do. And
I'm trying to figure out, because it's a pretty strongly worded forum and subculture.
Yeah, and that would be fine if that question was in there, because it's decently relevant to the culture, but there was not even a single genuine attempt at, like, a specific looks max question.
Do you think it's bad that he asked that or no? Okay. I'm not sure if I understand the...
Not in the looks maxing community. I'm trying to learn about it. Not everyone talking to you is going to be a niche person who knows about all the methods.
Yeah, I know you're not in the looks maxing community, but you didn't even ask a looks maxing question, like, at all. You don't need to be in the looks maxing community to ask a looks maxing question.
So I think we've been talking about looks maxing this whole time.
Well, why not offer that information? Like, if I was being given an interview and I was annoyed because I wasn't being asked specific questions about a topic, you can just talk about it. When you say he's mentally ill, do you actually believe he is, or is that hyperbole? Oh, no, if he's sincerely into this and it's not like a grift that he's trying to write, absolutely a mental illness, 100%. Yeah, I am on a massive drug cocktail, including meth, in an effort to maximize my appearance, and I intend to be dead by 30. I hit my face with a hammer to shape my bone. Yeah, it's like an incredible amount of mental illness. 100%. Yeah, he's literally said, like, I'm gonna do a cocktail of drugs to, like, maximize, all to, like, look like a slightly above average. I'm sorry, it's not all jaw structure, man. The aura, the lack of aura, to be dead by 30. Yeah, that's mental illness. 100%. I think he's pretty cute physically, but he has no charisma. I've passed on guys more attractive than him because they couldn't hold a conversation. It's really important to be able to hold a conversation. You need a personality, Max.
We've been talking about, like, the philosophy behind it, and it's...
You want me to ask you a scientific question about looks maxing?
I just think it's kind of funny how, like, that's really never been done with the amount of, like, media appearances.
Maybe people don't know you want to be asked that.
Well, that's, now they will.
Well, that's quite literally what your companies, your
what do you mean your companies? You think I work for like Time Warner or something?
Your press companies, you work for Channel 5?
It's a YouTube channel called Channel 5.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm the CEO of my own company. I don't have any agenda
okay.
to play here.
Holy semantics, dude. Like,
it's not really semantics. It's actually a pretty important distinction. You thought he worked for a syndicated news channel? Did you not vet the... You didn't even Google the guy first? Okay. Maybe he's not a grifter. Fuck. I'm glad I watched this video. Okay. All right.
Pretty big difference between working for an affiliate news station like Channel 5, the TV company.
Well, the fact of the matter is, you guys specifically reach out. We want to interview him about looks maxing. And then you'll start asking political questions. And I'm just okay, I don't mind it. You know what I mean? I'm not really...
Looks maxing is very political. Okay.
Afraid to answer anything, gone through every single question of yours besides the one about my security, which is a little bit weird. But not a single attempt at anything in regards to LooksMax.
Okay, what's a question I should ask?
Well, that's up to you.
If you're knowledgeable on the subject, Clav, if you're knowledgeable on the subject, you should be able to pitch an area of... This is part of understanding a topic is being able to teach the topic. That's a huge part of... That's very important. You why not open up the field a little bit? Yeah, I can't believe he doesn't know what Channel 5 is. That's crazy. It's not a small, irrelevant YouTube channel.
I tell you how to do your job.
You're telling me you want me to ask you about specific scientific questions about different looks maxing methods.
Well, I mean, just...
And you're not happy with the question about the peptides or the bone smashing or anything like that.
I mean, can you not identify anything that you have a curiosity about? Maybe, you wake up with dark circles in your eyes one morning and even something like that. I mean, just even if you don't give a shit, I mean, it would be at least, you put a little bit of effort into it.
I think I've done a pretty good interview.
From what context, because if it's from the...
This is really interesting. Normally when you guys say, oh, the video gets good at the end, you're lying. This is actually very, very interesting to me.
Context of what you guys reached out was your intention, then I would say that you've done a pretty shitty job.
All right. Well, I think people probably want to learn about you, and that was what I was trying to give you the opportunity to do.
Well, no, I know. I think that's totally fair, and I applaud you for that, but not one, question about looks maxing.
There's been so many questions about looks maxing. I probably asked you about looks maxing 40 times. I just don't know the specific science. I'm not in the community.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you were to ask about something in regards to hair loss, there's really nothing.
Yeah, sure. Hair loss.
You see what
I
mean?
You're telling me what to ask.
So when you wake up every single morning and you take a look in the mirror, you're 100% satisfied with every single thing. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, dude. All right.
It's he can't imagine not being tormented by the demon of insecurity. He can't imagine it. It's genuinely very sad. I think there's a lot of people who are like that. In a weird way, it's actually kind of like a feminist ambition, right? Because he's inflicting on young men the worst standards of self-hatred that young women are taught to have with regard to their appearances. Rather than reducing the burden young women feel to fit in and be beautiful, we're instead taking that mental illness and directing it across the fence, make sure everyone's suffering equally, It's crazy. I think the problem with Clav's perspective or his pitch here is that the looks maxing isn't for anything. He's not fucking anyone. I'm not saying the only reason to get attractive is for sex, but it's a big reason. it's pretty high up there for a lot of people. Getting hot so I can be super hot to people, right? It's obviously pretty high up there. He's not offering that. So what's the reason? If I, a regular schlubby guy, let's say I didn't care about fitness at all, and it's not like I'm a super in shape guy, but I do care about fitness at least a little bit. I do in concept, but let's say I didn't care at all. And I was talking to an athlete, and the athlete was like, "You haven't asked me any questions about how I got fit." And I'm like, "Well, I don't really care how you got fit. I'm just talking about your life. I'm not really interested in the details of working out." And the athlete could be like, "Okay, here are some good reasons to at least get a little bit in shape." And then he could talk about, the reasons why it's good to be basically fit, right? The increase in balance and mobility, and you're fighting off long-term bone degeneration, and you feel better altogether. You could make a positive case for how it affects your life. But Clav can't make a case for how your life has improved by you freaking the fuck out over every little detail in your face. How does this improve your life? Like, I've already got shit to do in the morning. I'm making coffee. I'm having breakfast. I'm answering emails. Why do I need to add in like 17 routines? Why do I need to add in peptides and testosterone and steroids? How does this improve my life at all? So, like, you're not pitching it to me properly, you know? I don't know. You would have to make, if you could make me a good case for it, if you were like, listen, Vosh, okay, you look fine, but if you do this change in your life, you will look this much better. And it means that when you go to the club, you will have to physically push the baddies off of you because they'll be clamoring for your dick. If you could pitch it to me on like a use case basis, then I'd be like, okay, I mean, I'll think about it. But if you're just selling the idea of being insecure about my face to me on its own with no you all understand what I'm saying, right? He can't provide a good reason to be like him because being like him seems like it sucks. I will say though, I am much more interested in him now that I think he isn't grifting. Like, he probably plays it up for entertainment purposes, but now this to me seems genuinely like illness, which is interesting to me.
I guess that's just, if you want to be completely disingenuous, that's fine.
He can't imagine it. He can't even imagine it. He can't even go, okay, well, that's fine for you or whatever. He can't imagine not having that voice in the back of your head telling you you're not good enough.
There's just no point to continue.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Cool. Yep.
All right, thanks, guys. No worries. Yeah, no, everything's fine. We're all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Though a bit disappointed that things panned out the way they did, I was too overwhelmed with excitement to trip too hard about Clav cutting things short. I'd just gotten word hours prior that rapper and newly championed First Amendment icon Afro Man was down to give channel...
Okay, gotcha. Looking forward to it. Wow, okay, that was really interesting. I think the reason Clav's getting frustrated is because he wanted to launder looks maxing into Channel 5's audience for attention. I actually disagree. I do not think he was being that cynical. He seemed actually frustrated at the end there. Clav has admitted he's autistic, which literally explains everything. Black pillars are something like 15 times more likely to be autistic. That, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. You struggle with social connections, so you like kind of you turn into a recluse, you turn inward, you think there's no point in socializing with people or interacting, you get like hooked on special interests or like perceived fixes. There's an after credits. Okay, I'll finish it, I guess.
That's my reason why I don't like the N-word. I don't think black people should call themselves that.
If you'd like to see that interview with Afro Man in its raw form, which is over 3 hours in runtime, it's out now on our Patreon at patreon.com/channel5, along with the Gooniversary documentary. All right, back to Fort Lauderdale and Clav. Although Clavicular and I didn't exactly see eye to eye during our sit down, especially toward the end, he actually invited our crew back out the next night because he, like most people, wanted to party with our co-host, Saddam.
Yo, can you define success to me?
You're looking at it, brother.
Would you rather have financial success, looks-mastic success, or like romantic success?
Looks first, everything else follows.
Yeah. We're right here. We're in the club with Clavicular. Right now, he got the whole section full of Stacys. And we're just chill maxing.
We love Clav! We love Clav! We love Clav! Yeah!
Man, so I think this is how serious about this shit. They're really about that looks maxing. This nigga a god to some people. What's your thoughts on looks maxing?
People can do whatever they want. Me personally, I like the way I look, so I'm happy with that. I don't have to do anything. But if you want to change something about yourself, then it's whatever.
Bro, if there's something you don't like about yourself, change it, man. Wake up and just change it.
Are you a looks maxer?
No. Stop living a life you don't want to live, you know what I'm saying?
The societal indoctrination of looks not mattering is completely ridiculous.
Fucking gross. Everyone should shave their pits. You guys need to grow the fuck up. A quick little pit lick of a guy at the club. You're freaking out over this? It's Florida. Get over yourselves. Maybe you people need to deal with your insuldom.
And I think that's been shown throughout the last 10 to 15 years with social media. You know, if you're really serious about improving tangible things like money status, relationships, like improving looks is a pretty obvious thing to do.
If you have to look max, you're not that hot.
What are your thoughts on the looks maxing movement?
I love it. I love everything about it.
Why is that?
Because, I mean, if you can improve yourself, why not? Do it. Do it for the fun. Why not look good, have money, and be successful all at the same time? You know what I'm saying? And if you attract more people into your life, that's more opportunity.
That's a theory I'm going to explain to you. It's called trickle-down economics. See, all these bitches are here because I invited them, but obviously I can't have sex with all of them. It's just too much work.
Yeah, you could. You absolutely could if you wanted to. You could. You're like 10 years younger than me. You could get that shit done in like a night or two.
So that they trickle down and then the rest of the buddies can take care of it.
Guys, get these icky women away from me. That's crazy. Yeah, but there's no RI in that. Yeah, I suppose. Shit don't work because of the steroids. What does someone like this even fantasize about? I don't know. It's very weird. It's very weird. Is he doing roids? Is that like confirmed? Yes, it's very much confirmed. It's not even something that needed to be confirmed, to be honest with you. All quiet on the frontal lobe. Yeah. 15 years ago, this guy would have just been called gay. We need to return. Maybe using gay as an insult was a good thing. I think that it's probably not good to make fun of men for not having sex with women, but it might have been preferable to creating an undercast of men who provide lengthy philosophical and political justifications for why it's very important that women be subservient to men, but also they personally don't want to have sex with them. It's like they're sublimating the sexual desire with the desire to dominate. You know, like you can't, rather than showing you're a man by fucking women, which at least is fun for everyone involved, ideally, you show you're a man by expressing political dominion over them, but you're not even fucking them. So like, what's the, it's like the difference between a chauvinist and a misogynist, I guess.